Hello everyone, my name is Ms. Lalita Dorinda Williams, the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hateland. I am also the CEO of Guide Giving University Publishing, LLC, established 2020. Well, today's Keep It Simple series episode is entitled, If It Feels Right, Do It. And I know a number of my fans are happy that I'm back. I am back, yes, from a mini vacation. Much needed mini vacation, and so I'm here to record for the remainder of the autumn, winter, and spring seasons. So as shared earlier, this episode is entitled, If It Feels Right, Do It. And the reason I tossed in a question mark at the end of that statement is because we're seeing a number of people, they just seem to be fleshing out. Like, really, like, you know what? This is how I feel. It must be right. I'm just going to act on it. I'm just going to do it. Even babies are corrected when they flesh out. I'm just saying. But I have to start somewhere. So I'm going to start with the Bible-believing Christians who have certain standards. And we all have some standards. Regretfully, a number of us do not have standards that lines align that is in alignment with the Word of God. Number one, you can't always believe what you hear and what you see. Because when you have a third, fourth, fifth source involved, you may not be seeing the reality of what is going on. And the reason I'm hesitating right here is because I really don't want to bite my tongue. And I'm not going to bite my tongue. People in the faith who are falling out with each other over a presidential election is unbecoming. And the reason I say it's unbecoming is because God gave us free will. He gave us free will. Now, if we use that free will to sabotage our livelihood, or if we use that free will to do what we believe God wants us to do, God gave us that free will. But what I don't understand is, as Bible-believing Christians, if every individual who named the name of Christ, who say they spend time in the Word, who say that they spend time in the Bible, they say they spend time in prayer, they spend time listening to God and being quiet. Wouldn't you think that every Christian would be on one accord regarding who to vote for if we're all going to our Father God who created us to find out who to vote for? God is not bipolar. If every single individual who is a Christian, who named the name of Christ, who said that they have renounced Satan, they have asked Jesus to forgive them for their sins, they say that they're spending time in the Word of God, they say that they are praying, they say that they're actually shutting up and getting quiet to hear what God has to say, wouldn't you think that every Christian would be on one accord regarding who to pray for? Not only who to pray for, but who to vote for? That means that something is wrong. If we are in the army of Christ, why is the army divided? I will tell you why. Because there are some lukewarm Christians. There are some Christians who are not sold out, and they have become one with the world and not one with Christ. And they have become double-minded. And the Word of God says in James chapter 1 that a double-minded man or woman is unstable in all of their ways. Period. There's just some things that is an automatic no with no discussion and no room for discussion in the story. And it doesn't matter what the person's personality is. You have to understand, we all know every person who is in the theatrics and into movies and plays and dramas. When you see a scene where there's a good cop, bad cop, we automatically start looking at the bad cop like he's the villain, but a part of us lets us know that the bad cop is really the good cop, although the bad cop may not have a filter. And we automatically look at the good cop like we waiting on him to drop for the other shoe to drop, because we know he's up to something. Satan has no new tricks. He's trying to play y'all like he's the good cop. Like, yeah, nothing's wrong with, you know, two double X chromosomes getting together. No, ain't nothing wrong with, you know, people sabotaging each other. Oh, ain't nothing wrong with, you know, just turn the other cheek by, when I say turn the other cheek, by not really paying attention to what's really going on. Just turn a blind eye to it. Act like you don't see it. You can't keep doing that. You can't keep doing that. If it feels right, do it. We can't keep doing what we think feels right, because we may have lived through the civil rights movement, and if we see something similar to what we went through again, you just haul off and let your emotions get all caught up into something that may not necessarily be the case. Homework assignment. I can't even go into the homework assignment right now, because we are expecting, us as Christians who are angry and mad at what we're seeing in society, we are trying to force people who are sinners to act like Christians, and we get mad when they don't, because you can't do it unless you've accepted Christ. I cannot expect people who are in politics or in the medical profession to actually operate consistently in integrity when they haven't even accepted Christ. You have some Christians who don't even operate in integrity and they have accepted Christ, but they expecting an unbeliever to do that? Come on. Come on. You got to do better than that. We got to do better than that. If it feels right, do it. It don't fly. And for those who feel like, you know, you shouldn't try to regulate what a person do in their bedroom, what a person is doing in their bedrooms is spilling into the street. It's called abortion. It's called two of the same chromosomes trying to get together to make 50 cents to try to make things work. That's not going to work, because the two of them coming together is breaking down their body and their psyche. That is not a religious statement. That is the bona fide medical truth. All I'm saying is this. People who keep saying if it feels right, do it, it comes to an end. A detrimental end. It doesn't feel right to vote. I mean, well, in some cases it doesn't. It doesn't feel right to tithe. It doesn't feel right to eat right. It doesn't always feel right to exercise. It does not always feel right to go to bed on time. It doesn't always feel right, but it is right. So if you're waiting to feel right in order to do what's right, you ain't gonna do it. And that includes not getting caught up into the race war. It may feel right to some people to try to go after someone else because their race is different, but that doesn't make it right. Heaven is not full of white people. Heaven is not full of black people. It's not. And then those who, you know, get upset with people who speak on same-sex unions and they're Christians. Here's an eye-opener for you. If there's two men engaged in an intimate fashion when Jesus cracked the sky, are they getting caught up in the rapture, even if they said they were Christian? If there were if there's two people, male and female, who are engaged in an intimate fashion, and they're not married, when Jesus cracked the sky and they say they're Christian, you think they're getting caught up in the rapture? If there is a man and woman engaged in an intimate fashion and they are married and they call themselves Christian, when Jesus cracked the sky, are they going up in the rapture? Sobering thought, isn't it? A woman who is having an abortion right in the middle of the act, and Jesus cracked the sky, and she's in the middle of that act, and she says she's a Christian, is she going up in the rapture? Sobering thought, isn't it? If it feels right, it doesn't mean you should do it. Homework assignment. Evaluate the real reason why you have the political stance that you have. We can't base it upon someone's past when Jesus has forgiven us for ours. Especially when the Word of God tells us not to take any offense. Not to mention taking offense and getting mad about someone's past or what someone has done when the Word of God, our Lord has told us to forgive and let it go. Why? Because if we don't, it's breaking down our psyche, our body, our emotions, and then you're making yourself sick and upset over someone else's decisions that we supposed to place in God's hands. And see Him regarding direction on what to do. That's it, folks. If you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on a plethora of different avenues. The first is my Facebook author page, which is Be Strong, Stay Strong. And I also have a Facebook web page and an Instagram page, all entitled God Giving University. And I have a clothing line, which is also God Giving University, established 2020 on Zazzle.com/God Given. Last but not least, you can also follow me on my author webpage, which is LalitaWilliams.com. Well, until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ, because He cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things for real.